Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, verses 8 through 10. You'll find these words. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer in the days of thy youth. Walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, coming from Matthew 9, beginning at verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Basis of our thinking coming from Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. On the base of those verses, we like to propose a question to you on this great man's day. What will you do when duty calls? What will you do when duty calls? Everybody's not shackled. But some of us are shackled. Isn't it amazing how you can have invisible shackles? Nobody holding you, but you won't get loose. I'm reminded of Sister Verde say, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Whether you want to move or not, when God gets ready, you got to move. There's going to come a time you're going to want somebody to let you loose. You can let go and let God have his way. On this great day, we are thankful to God for everything that he has done. I thank God for our men this morning, for how God is using them. You have to allow yourself to be used by God. And then know that there's a blessing in store for you when you do work for the Lord. When you do anything for anybody, it's just like doing it for God. When you're good to your friend, you're being good to God. You love your family, you're loving God. So, you know, the least you do unto my brother, you do unto me. So it's vice versa. The more you do for your brother, the more God gonna do for you. If you don't never do anything good, no good gonna come back to you. If you're a backstabber and a name caller, then that's what's gonna come back to you. Might not be the same folk, but what goes around comes around. So we got to be mindful this morning that it's not all about us. I don't care how special you are, what position you might hold, or where you might be in society. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about Jesus. It's about the Lord. It's about lifting up the name of God and to believe that he is able to do what nobody else can do. So this morning, that God that we love so much has allowed us another opportunity to be together in this worship and praise service. And we ought to be thankful for all that the Lord God has done. We, the members of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, we continue to celebrate Jesus on this, our annual Men's Day. Yes. We're going to say weekend because we sort of been at it since Thursday. And we are thankful to God for the word on Thursday night. We are thankful to God for the musicians and for the songs of Zion and for the praises on Friday evening. And we're even more thankful to God for right now. Yes. And I'll be more thankful if you men show up this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We do have some guests coming, and I do expect them to be here, but wouldn't it be nice that if you got somebody coming to your house, you be home when they get there? They're not going to surprise us. We invited them, so we're expecting them. All right. So we need to be about our Father's business on this day. When we think of the glory of all the things that the Lord God has done, and as well as what he shall do, because God is not through blessing us. We love to say, I thank God for everything that he's done. Yes. But what about the things that we expect him to do? Right. You know, we are thanking him for what he's doing right now, but I'm sure that some of you got some prayers on the altar that hadn't been answered yet. Yes. Anybody left any crumbs around this altar and you waiting on God to pick them up and answer them? Yes. So you know this morning that God is able to do what nobody else can do. We thank God on this great day as we honor and we recognize the men that God has put in our midst to help carry out the ministry of this great church. And as we carry out the ministry of the church, we want to share the good news and spread the good news that he lives. Not only does he live, he gives and he forgives. And we are his special creation, made in his own image. For the Bible teaches us that God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. So we are living because God created us. We are who we are because God created us. And isn't it wonderful that he created us in his own image? We are here because we don't have our own being. The only being we have is because God gives us the strength. If it wasn't for the Lord, we couldn't move, we couldn't breathe, we couldn't do anything. So we ought to know that we serve a loving God that created all things. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. Paul says that we were bought with a price. So that lets us know that we don't belong to ourselves and we are all indebted to God. We know that it's Men's Day, but every one of us in here, men and women and women, all of us are indebted to the power of a mighty God. There's not one of us here this morning that could say that God hadn't did something in our lives. There's not one here that cannot say that God has always kept his promise. Sometimes God blesses us that we so preoccupied with the things that's going on around us, we don't even see our blessing. Sometimes we ask God for something and God already answered and we still waiting on it. We just don't see that God answers sometimes in a different way than what we were expecting. All of our blessings don't come just like we expect them to be. So we thank God. We thank God that he did buy us, and we thank him that we are even indebted to him. It is a fact that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, so said the word of God. We know this morning that the Bible declares that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God, but yet there is still hope. Because if we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, then there is a promise of life after death. So when I think about life after death, it lets me know that I don't have a lot to be fearful of, because the only fear I need is the fear of the Lord my God. And then we got to understand that fear is not fear that I'm afraid what he's going to do. It's fear of reverence and respect and all of the power that he has and knowing that he can do anything that he wants to do. So when I think about this, I learned that we got to trust God. We got to follow his commandments. We got to do what he said do. We got to remember that promise that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. The same promise that he kept to our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers and all of those beyond that started out the generations of our lives. He was their shepherd as well as he is ours. And if we know God to be our shepherd, the Bible says, I shall not. Don't know more of y'all know that than that. As you listen and as you watch, if I did that, you should have been looking and know that I'm expecting to hear something from somebody else. Yeah, I've been preaching and talking to y'all long enough that you ought to know my body language. You ought to know what I'm looking for. Not just up here bumping my gums and pulling out hot air. I need to let you know that God's word is not going to go out void. It's going to hit somebody, and somebody going to be glad, somebody going to be mad. But how many of you know I don't care one way or the other? All I got to do is do what God tell me to do. I'm here to do my duty, and my duty tells me that it's time for me to talk about the power of a mighty God, because I know he's my shepherd, and I know that he'll do what I need him to do. But what about when we are walking down through this valley of the shadow of death? We are walking in that valley right now. So as I walk through that valley, I know I need God to watch over me. And how many of you know that when you get down in the valley, there's some crooks and some turns where you cannot see your back. You can't see everywhere around you. But I got a God that got an ever-watching eye that watches my back, watches my front, watches my up, watches my down. And he got a way of just bringing things all together. Anybody ever strayed away and God pulled you right back in? So you got to learn that it's not about what you think. It's about what the Lord thinks. And whenever you believe, when you begin to think that you are more than what you are, you need to humble yourself. Hallelujah. If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, the Bible say he deceiveth himself. So don't deceive yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Did I not just say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? So just because you don't do everything just right, don't feel like you're all by yourself. There's a whole lot of us walk right along with you. Robe and all. See, we like to get saved and sanctified and like to make other folk think that we're a little bit higher than they are. But how many of you know that we are no better than nobody else? If you're saved, you're saved by the grace of God, not by any merits of your own. Does not the Bible say, for by grace are you saved? Yeah. So it's not of anything that you've done. It's not anything that you can do. You can't buy your way in. You can't sing your way in. I can't preach my way in. The only way to get in is to believe in the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. We waste so much time trying to fix some things that we can't fix. But if we give it to God, God is able to do it. God is still here blessing and keeping us. We'd all say this morning that the Lord has brought us all a mighty long way. There's always going to be situations and circumstances that are going to come that we have to deal with. And then we got to remember that the Bible teaches us that we are going to go through trials and tribulations. There are going to be some times when you just don't know what to do with yourself. There are going to be some times when even though you change your way of living, your mindset is different now. You're doing things differently than what you used to do. You're trying to get closer to God. You're talking to him more regular now. You're opening up the Bible and realize that there are some words in there that benefits your very soul. But how many of you know that the more you try to get closer to God, that's when the enemies try to knock you farther back? So you got to have your mind made up that I don't care what the enemy try to do to me. But what William said earlier, that no weapon formed against me is going to be able to prosper, because I got a God that got all power and can do anything. So you got to know that in your times of turmoil and the pressures of life, there's not a whole lot to be happy about. So why does Jesus say, but be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world? Lord, know that you're going to go through some things. Lord, know that every day is not going to be a sunny day. Lord, know that there are going to be some times you have to scratch your head. God knows that there are times when you have to throw your hands up in despair. But the Lord is telling me to tell you, just keep on praying. Keep on hanging in there. Be steadfast, unmovable. Believing and trusting in the power of God. Oh, yeah, oh, the enemy, you knocked me down, but I'm back up. See, a whole lot of us in here have been knocked down. Some of you are down on your back right now. But as you lay on your back, you better look to them hills. You better start talking to your God. Don't worry about what nobody else think about you. Don't worry about what, you know, sometimes we can't forgive ourselves. So we fail to believe that God is going to hear what we got to say. But I believe God hears your humble cry. I believe God knows exactly where you're coming from. Because the God I serve, he knows my heart. He knows exactly what's in my mind. And he knows that I don't do everything right. I don't dot every I and I don't cross every T. But I love the Lord. Anybody in here love the Lord? Song said, oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Now, to all of our men, from the youngest to the oldest, I come to serve your warning and inform you that because you are a man, that you inherit responsibilities and duties. There are things that you should either be doing or be ready to do. Manhood is more than a number. For we find that, you know, we say that the law said that when you get 21, that you are legally a man. But how many of you know that we got some 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 and up that think that they are men? They don't realize that manhood brings upon responsibilities. Manhood brings about duties that you must perform. And then let me let you know again, we just had Father's Day last week, but making a baby don't make you a man. It is more than acting out and being grown before your time. You ever heard anybody say, don't be too grown before your time? You ever heard anybody tell you you still wet behind your ears? And how many of you got mad when somebody said you were wet behind your ear because you put your chest out and you got your muscles up and you know that I'm all of that. And don't nobody tell me that I'm nothing but a boy and I'm wet behind my ear. But if you act like a boy, then you a boy. There are times when we got to understand, we didn't know when they were saying you ought to be a child while you can be a child. There's a blessing in being a child. When you're a child, you don't have the responsibilities of being a man. You don't have to pay no bills. You don't have to buy no groceries. You don't have to do nothing but say, I want, I need mama, daddy, aunt, grandma, grandpa, anybody that's going to do something for me. Here I am and I got a need, but I don't have a job. So young folk, be glad that you got a loving family. Be glad that even though you don't get everything that you want, you got what you need. Be glad that even though there are things that you may not have, but there are some things that you really just don't need anyway. So if you will appreciate being a young person, if you don't get grown before your time, then you can enjoy your youth. But a lot of us, we miss out on our youth because we want to be grown. Yeah. Well, if you're going to be grown and gone, it might be all right. But if you're grown still running up my light bill, you ain't grown yet. Too many of us fail to enjoy our childhood. A lot of times it's because too many have become friends with the parents. You gotta have to cut that friendship stuff out. Go on and be mama or be daddy. They may not like you sometimes, but at the end of the day, they're gonna love you. When time passes by and they began to get older themselves, they're going to remember and see what you were talking about. How many of us young adults and mid-adults realize now that what mama and them were saying is true? How many of you are on that bridge right now? You hadn't always got across it, but you done got on the bridge and know that there's trouble in the land. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. We think that being grown means I can do what I want to do, but you need resources. Now, Paul puts it like this. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. So, in other words, when I was a child, I talked like a child talks. I understood. My mind said, I understand what a child understands. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things. So at some point in your life, you got to grow up and step up to the plate and say like Isaiah, who once said that if the Lord needs somebody, here am I. Lord, send me. We need willing vessels that will say, yes, I'll go. Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do it. But there are a whole lot of us that are not willing to go. But David says, he asks the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Oh, glory. I wish I had time. There was a time when we just thought that things just happened. But God has blessed us in a mighty special way. There ought to be something that we can do or we can give back for the life and the livelihood that God bestows upon us. It is our duty to give back, and we need to be a blessing whenever we can. Now, when we think about duty, duty is your moral requirement or a requirement by authority. It's also defined as responsibility or obligation. Duty is also defined as something that you have to do. So now, how many of us could honestly say we are doing what we have to do? We got to understand that life in itself is very unpredictable. But also we find that life is something that we all enjoy. But I want to share with you that there's a book called Ecclesiastes. And this book of the preacher tells us that the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, said, vanity of vanity, said the preacher, all is vanity. What profit have a man of all of his labor which he taketh under the sun? So in other words, what profit do I have out of all the things that I've acquired in this life? None of those things are going to go with me after I die. That there are a whole lot of things that we try to get and we want, but we got to understand that they are vain, they are temporary, they're not going to last, they are empty. If they don't fulfill the promises of God, if they're not to the glory of God, then they're just going to pass through for a little while. The Bible says, one generation passes away and then another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. We have seen people die. And we've seen babies be born. Today, right now, somebody is losing their last breath. And somebody is having a brand new newborn baby. So one generation goes out while yet another generation continues to come in. But at the same time, God's earth remains the same. The sun rises where it needs to rise. It goes down at the same time in the same place. The wind going where it want to go, north or south, and it comes back to where it needs to be according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers come, neither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with what we see. Everything we see, we always want a little bit more. Anybody in here like that? You see one thing and you want something else? All the things that you heard, they're going to pass away. Some of those folk that you love so much that used to say all of those nice things, now that they are gone, you realize that they were here for a little while, but now they are dead and gone. That thing that have been, it is that which shall be. Oh, yeah. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. What? Some of us think that we got a new thing. We get to moving our bodies and you got all these fancy kind of names for it. But I don't know the name that they had in the old day, but somebody was doing that jig before you started doing it. If the Bible say that there's nothing new under the sun, anything that you think that you're doing, it's already been done. Some of us think we are the master of what we do. You're not the only one that know how to turn a head. Folk been turning heads ever since men and women been born. You're not the only one that knows how to make a way out of no way. There are other folks that know how to sacrifice and make some things happen. Anybody in here know how to make things happen in your life? Anybody in here trust God more than you trust yourself? How many of you know that you couldn't even get up this morning if it had not been for the Lord? There's nothing new under the sun. We like to talk about the world is getting so bad, the world's not changing. We the one changing. That tree just as green as it was last summer. Look at yourself. You either grayer, smaller, bigger, weaker. How many of you say, I don't have the strength I used to have in my hand? But you hadn't given up on life. For the Bible declared that as long as you're living, a living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as you're living, you got some hope. As long as you're living, things can get better. We got to understand we got to have things to get better. We need things better in our life. We can't take credit for anything. Because whatever it is has already been done. Now, look what he says here. He said, but if a man, for whatever reason, live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. So in other words, he's letting you know that in your life, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. Then your life, you're going to remember and rejoice about some of the things, but don't forget about your dark days. Don't forget about those days when you wasn't doing the right thing. Don't forget about those days that you testify about now, how when you were out there and the Lord watched over you and kept you all from hurt, harm, or danger, made a way for you to get out of your mess. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer, and in the days of thy youth, walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, in other words, he said, you can do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, you got to stand before me. I'm going to judge you. He's not going to be that judge like these folk down here. People down here, they don't give you the benefit of the doubt. When they judge you, they already crucified you. When they judge you, you guilty and you gonna stay guilty. But when God judge you, he is a just God. He can look and he have an understanding of what you're going through. He know exactly why you did what you did. Therefore, remove sorrow from thine heart. Put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth, they are too vanity. Okay. So Solomon says, your young days are going to pass you by. So now, nowhere to go. We want to live a long time. But if you live to be 123, you still going to die. Now look what the preacher said. Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You know how it is when you done got to where now you don't feel like doing what you used to do. Some of you got saved. Some of you just got too worn out and tired. The Bible says, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, now the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, strong men shall bow themselves and grind the seats because they are few. Those that look out of the windows be darkened. You're going to be the neighborhood watch person no more. Because you ain't going to be able to get up and look out the window. Your looking days are going to be over. Anybody hear what I'm saying? Well, the doors shall be shut in the street. When the sound of the ground is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. You might sing a happy song this morning. There's going to come a time you're going to have a sad song. There's going to come a time you might not even have a song. But you ought to have a melody in your heart. You ought to have a hymn or something in your mind that you can talk to the Lord your God. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. Desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the morning go about the streets. So in other words, When you're elderly and you're old, your footsteps get short, your eyesight get dim. When you get to where you can't do what you used to do. When you get in a place where you know that you gotta do what you can while you can. I stopped by this morning to let somebody in Fowl's Chapel know that it's time for you to hear what the Lord God said. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I stopped by to let you know that there's time for us to get to work, time for us to do what the Lord would have us to do. I want to know, when it comes time to do your duty, what are you going to do? A whole lot of you might say, I don't have the right mindset. I'm waiting on the Lord to fix my life. I'm waiting on time to get things right in my life. And when I put down some of those things that are hindering me, then I'll be ready to work for the Lord. But I stop by to tell somebody that you better remember thy Creator while you are young. While you're young and got strength in your body. The Bible says, they work while it's day, but night coming when no man can work. Anybody in here want to work for the Lord our God? Anybody want to be the man that God called you to be? Let you hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You are not your own man, but you ought to be God's man. You ought to be the man that will fear God with all of his power. You ought to be the man that will say, Lord, wherever you want me to go. You ought to be the man that will say, I'm here where you want me to be. But I want to let you know that there's going to be a time, just like Jesus said, when there's a whole lot of folks sick here, there, and there are folk that need to be visited. There are folk that need to be prayed for. And the Bible tells me that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So I just stopped by to try to recruit this morning. I'm working for the Lord our God. I'm looking for a few good men that don't mind serving the Lord our God. I'm looking for a few good men that know that they've been made by the best in the world. I'm looking for a man this morning that'll let down his guard for the Lord. I'm looking for a man this morning that will say, when it's time for me to do my duty, I'm going to stand up and be counted. When it's time to do my duty, I want to be dressed up and ready to go. In order to do the duty for the Lord our God, you got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to stand against the wiles of the devil. You got to be able to say, I'll go even though I have to go by myself. You have to be ready to say, even when I don't know what to do. The power of the God that I serve is able to do what nobody else can do. So I want to ask the question and challenge you this morning. What are you going to do? You got to answer your own question. There might be somebody to say, he prayed for me. There might be somebody else to say, I don't know what to do. But I want to let you know that if you open up your mouth and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? The Bible will tell you, lean not to your own understanding. But if you understand what God has for you, he will lead and direct your very path. When you get ready to go out for the power of the Lord, I stop by to tell a few good men that God is pleased with the work that you do. And then I stop by to tell a few other men that God wants you to get up and start doing something. You better learn that when it comes time to do your duty, God don't want to hear no sad excuses. I can't go because of this, that, or the other. But when the Lord gets ready, you ought to be ready to go. Anybody in the house this morning, are you ready to go and be what the Lord would have you to be? Are there any men in the house that love God with all of your heart? Don't you know it's a good thing if you are a man of God? If you love God with all of your heart, if you put God first in your life, then God said all the other things shall be added. So God will help you to be a father. God will help you be a brother. God will help you be a leader. God will help you be a hard worker. God will help you this morning when everything seemed to be closing up on you and you between a rock and a hard place. God will begin to speak to your heart and say, listen to what I got to say. I want to let you know that everything is going to be all right. All you got to do is trust in my word. If you trust and hold my unchanging hand, I'll walk with you down through the valley. I'll be there when everybody else turned their back. I want to know, what are you going to do when your duty calls on you? There's going to be somebody to say, I can't go. There's going to be somebody to say, call brother so-and-so. But when the Lord calls your name, you got to answer for yourself. Don't come talking about Pastor K said this, but you better know what God said. God said through the word of King Solomon, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So being a man gives you responsibility, and you got a duty. Your first duty is to keep God's commandments and to fear him. And if you do those things, then God will continue to give you those other things that you stand in need of. Know what it is that God has for you. And then you got to understand that what God has for you, it is for you. Sometimes it may be slow in getting there, but you got to trust that it's on the way. Sometimes folk would like for you to think that all of your praying and all of your running has been in vain. But how many of you beg to differ? You know that prayer has changed some things. Because you prayed for some of us, and you've seen God bring us out of the wilderness into his marvelous light. And then after you get in the light, you realize that it's not always so easy. But when we're talking about walking in God's light, we ought to be those kind of men that'll let God's light not only shine upon us, but shine through us so that somebody can see Jesus in us. Every man here was created in God's own image. And because he loved you so, he realized that we was not able to save ourselves. So he allowed his only begotten son to die in our stead. And all we got to do is believe. Believe that he died and he rose. But what will your answer be when the question is proposed to you? What will you do? Hallelujah, Jesus. When it comes to doing your duty. Some of us think that it's not my job. It's somebody else's job. But any job ought to be your job when it comes to the cause of Christ and to doing what God would have him to do. Men of God that don't mind being vessels or servants for God or for the man of God. You see, it's time out of us making excuses. If you want to be a real man, seen those t-shirts, is that where you see people say that real men pray? Then be a real man. That's a real man. That will put God first. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. What will you do when duty calls?